a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
This Uinta Golf PGA Championship Update with Bob Casper is brought to you by Mountainland Supply, Zions Bank, Hoops Vision, Siegfried & Jensen, and Get Some Guns and Ammo. And now, Real Golf Radio's Bob Casper.
Time to get some PGA Championship Update with Bob Casper right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. And the Zone Sports Network. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing great. And I loved how you kind of snuck that in there. Get some sports update.
You like that?
Yep. Yeah, that was good.
Hey, are the Saudis offering you any money? Because it seems like they're handing out money to everybody these days if they're willing to take it.
I'll tell you what, it's crazy. Purportedly... Bryson was supposed to get 140. Phil's supposed to get 140 plus. Ian Poulter, maybe 30. Probably Lee Westwood, around 30 or 40. And there's a lot of guys that purportedly had signed and been given money. And then when everything came out with Phil and his comments and all that kind of thing.
That's
a lot of guys paid their money back. So, it's they're trying to buy everybody. That's for sure.
Well, I think if I would have taken money, Bob, I probably would have paid it back, and then I'd be like, oh, man, I hope there's not a paper trail. I hope they can't go back in my history and be like, hey, but you took money from them.
You know, the interesting thing is that a lot of people are saying now, with a lot more revelations that have come out about Phil, with his gambling debt, debts between 2010 and 2014 of $10 million a year. He has a Gulfstream 5 or 6 or something like that. That's his baby, and he sold it last year. A lot of people are saying that this whole situation for Phil and why he's holding his space so much, and this is just conjecture, is that he can't afford not to do it right now. So, which is unfortunate if that's the case. But there's a lot more behind this all, especially with Phil, than what's out on the surface right now.
Ooh. Is his first golf tournament back, is it going to be at this LIV tournament, do you think?
Well, everybody was kind of hoping that he'd be here this week, and he's not, which is unfortunate. And if it is that first one, maybe he's kind of throwing a shot across the bow on everybody in the golf world with saying that he's going to play the PGA, and then he's not, and then he's going to go play the LIV golf event. Now, if he's worried about the media and the questions he's going to have to answer and those types of things. Playing that event over in London is probably going to be the easiest way for him to get back into the golfing community without having to answer all the questions of every single reporter at major championships. He is also scheduled to play the U.S. Open, and he'll probably play the British Open as well, because he is a past champion of the British Open. So, and he's exempt to play the U.S. Open by virtue of his win last year here at the PGA Championship. So, yeah, it's now it remains to be seen if that is the first event that he's going to play or if he's going to play the following week in the U.S. Open in Boston.
So, Bob, this new Saudi Arabian tour is obviously infusing tons and tons of money to try to entice these players, but I think guys want prestige. And I'm wondering, do you think that the majors on the tour majors, the four big ones, are going to allow the LIV Tour players to participate in those majors?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question, Hans, because, you know, we've thought about it. It's not just the matter of playing the PGA Tour or the LIV Tour, okay? The Saudis have infused another $2 billion into this fund to project events out for the next 3, 4, 5 years. So they've got unlimited money. They're sports washing. They're getting sports to come in and make their country look great with all everything that they do and their atrocities and stuff that people all know about and all that kind of thing. So they're doing the sports washing. But the governing bodies, Augusta National, can pick and choose how they want to allow players to get into their and play in their event, their entry category. They could decide, you know what, we're not going to take world ranking points anymore. There's all kinds of things. They could say, if you're part of the LIV event, then we're not going to grant exemptions from LIV players. As far as the open events, as far as majors, you've got the U.S. Open and you've got the British Open. So players can go, I could go try to qualify for those, and I have before in the past. So now what they're saying is, well, maybe they don't offer the exemption based on how a player finishes on the European Tour or the PGA Tour or the other tours worldwide, and they make those guys that are on that LIV Tour have to go through all the qualifyings, all the steps, the regional, the sectional, and then be able to play in the event. And then the PGA of America has basically come out and said, listen, if you're not a member of the PGA Tour, if you're not a member of the PGA Tour, then guess what? You're not, you know, or the other big tours, then you're not going to be able to play in the PGA Championship. So that kind of gives you an idea of what they do with those four major championships. But each one of them, you know, if you go LIV, you're not going to play European Tour. You're not going to play Japanese Tour. You're not going to play PGA Tour. You're going to lose your membership. And with membership, these guys sign off that they're going to do things that aren't going to harm the business of the PGA Tour because it's in basically harming themselves. And if they jump ship, then they've negated their contract with the PGA Tour and the membership.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.
Bob Casper joining us right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone. Bob, let's talk about the event coming up this week. Do you like the PGA Championship in this slot? It seems like it's made it far more relevant than it was before, at least from, and I consider myself, I'm a casual golf fan. I'll watch the majors. I enjoy them. But the PGA Championship always kind of got lost in the shuffle with me. Now that it's in May, I'm a little bit more dialed in.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's always was called Glory's last shot, and it was in August, and you went Masters, and then you kind of, and then you had the Players Championship, and then the last three majors of the year. Well, now by pushing it into May, you allow slots for the Olympics, which we weren't in the Olympics before, and it condenses. Now you got to measure every month for a 4-month period, and the Players Championship moves back to March. So you kind of get a precursor of what's going to happen in the majors with the Players, the biggest event on the PGA Tour, and then you get the four majors in a row. So yeah, I think it's a really good idea that they put it here in May. It also allows you to bring places like this where it's going to be warm, it's going to be 90 degrees here, and get a little bit better towards the weekend. But when we were here in 2007, when Tiger won, I kid you not, we didn't want to leave the media center. It was 100, 102, 103 degrees with 95% humidity, and everybody was remarking, even the Players this week have remarked, that it was the hottest major championship that they ever played in. And so I think by moving it forward, you bring the ability to bring it back to places like this and not have it be so tough as far as the weather is concerned.
So, Bob, during the Masters week, and you know that Lloyd, Scotty, and I, we always pick our golfers. During Masters week, we added a new wrinkle, plus or minus 5 strokes, if we predict Tiger Woods making the cut or missing the cut. Will Tiger Woods make the cut or miss the cut in this year's PGA Championship?
This year, Tiger Woods make the cut. This year, Tiger Woods will make the cut. He was the one that won here the last time it was played. The golf course has had a bit of a facelift done on it. But everybody's talking about Tiger this week. His rehab that he's gone through has really shown well for him. He's hitting the ball a little bit. He's hitting the ball further. He's stronger. And he looks really good. He's got a smile on his face. I'll tell you, when we saw him walk away after the last round of the Masters, after he talked with the media, man, he was in pain. And he was limping, and it was tough for him to get around. But I'll tell you what, he's looking really, really good right now. And Tiger has always played well when it's warm. At Augusta this year, it was kind of cool, especially towards the weekend. So I think this is going to be a good one for him here in the PGA Championship.
Bob Casper right here on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network. Tony Finau, how does this course play into his game?
Tony plays great in major championships on big golf courses, and this is a big one. 75, almost 7,600 yards. It only has 2 par fives, and both those par fives are over 630 yards. One's like 630 something and 650. It's not a golf course where if you don't hit the fairway that you're going to just be able to hit it as hard as you want. Don't hit the fairway and just gouge it out and get it on the greens. All these greens are difficult, really, really difficult. And the guy's going to have to chip a putt really well around the greens this week. So, and then also you've got this, you know, this Bermuda rough where it's about 4 or 5 inches long, and the ball goes bouncing into the rough, and it doesn't sit on top. It drops right through the bottom down to the ground. So, it's going to be difficult. My opinion is this week you're going to see a guy win the golf tournament that is going to hit a lot of greens, and the only way to be able to hit a lot of greens is to hit a lot of fairways.
So this is just a base golfing question. How much contemplation is there when these golfers are trying to decide which clubs are in their bag? Because I know you've got limited a number of clubs in your bag. How often does that change, Bob? As far as what clubs they put in their bag?
You know, it's kind of interesting. Players pretty much are set week to week on the PGA Tour. But then you get in a major and you might use a driving iron instead of a 2-iron. Or you might use a 7-wood instead of a 2-iron. Something like that. Or a 3-iron. So guys will, based on the golf course, especially in the major championships, guys might shift a little bit and change a couple of clubs that might be more of an advantage for them with their golf game around that golf course. So it happens, but for the most part, these guys stay pretty set week to week.
Bob, we appreciate your time as always. Thanks for joining us, and excited, man. This is always going to be a lot of fun. This is a fun tournament, a lot to get excited about. Should be fun coming up on Thursday.
Sounds good.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.